but we are here to have some fun, too, on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Okay, let's review the past 24 hours.
Been a roller coaster, man.
We've been on a ride. Okay, so we started the show yesterday, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Oh, Bradley's on jury duty. He may not come back. And then he didn't come back.
I literally went into that break going, you know, there's absolutely no chance I'm getting called in. I had called the night before. My number wasn't even close. And then I literally sat in the break, called beep, boop, bop, boop, beep.
Hi. Thank you for calling the jury line. Your number's been called.
Ah! Drop everything. Run in. And you did.
And that's exactly what I had to do. So I apologize for leaving you prematurely yesterday.
I mean,
for
my civic duties. What were you going to do? You had to do it.
I had to do my duty.
You did your duties.
America.
So, America. So, we find ourselves in a similar situation.
You know, long story short,
today.
I can't really say anything, but what I can say is I might have to leave again. I don't know.
But you might not. So we're...
So we don't know.
So we can't plan anything.
Because that's the world we live in right now.
Welcome to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
So,
hey.
Since we don't know how long we'll have you, and we learned yesterday to really treasure those valuable moments.
Did you miss me while I was gone?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Mostly because
a little bit.
We had to try to decipher all of the things that you were thinking with all of your stories.
How'd that go?
I mean, Holly...
I would say, you know, 50-50.
Like, okay. Listen, we've been living in each other's brains for a long enough time that, you know, some predictions were made. It's all good.
Good.
But we have you right now, which means you get, Bradley, you get 100% carte blanche, the ability to decide what we're going to speak of right this very moment.
Fabulous. Let's get the Cobra Gang together, shall
Ooh.
We?
Whenever there's trouble with them. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Hey, there's some stuff with Brittany we got to talk about, you guys. I really want to make sure we get to talk about this today, so let's start there, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a story yesterday, which, you know, yesterday was Monday. That was the beginning of the week, and that's when we learned some things.
It felt like a whole week.
It kind of did, actually.
It was a week yesterday.
I'm ready for Friday, you? Okay, so we learned yesterday... let me back this up. This is all about Britney Spears and the ongoing fight to end her conservatorship, or at least change the conservatorship. Britney Spears, long story short, is trying to wrest control of her conservatorship back from her evil father, Jamie Spears, right?
Right.
We know that. And you'll remember that one of the things we learn in his attempt to maintain power and control of her 12-year conservatorship is to re-employ a guy named Andrew Wallet. And Andrew Wallet left the conservatorship in 2019. And there was some very bizarre... There was a bizarre story around that. But that's where the name Andrew Wallet comes in. Well, it showed up again yesterday when we learn that Andrew, who served as her conservator for 2008 to 2019... who, by the way, was paid millions for his service, including a $100,000 payout in March when he quit his job. Brittany, her dad, who's in control of the conservatorship, has tried to reinstate him. And I think we now know why.
Oh.
So we had learned, I think, a couple weeks ago that Jamie Spears was trying to reinstate Andrew Wallet to the conservatorship. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And I do think it is really quickly a little, it's kind of important for people to know in one sentence or less what was fishy about Andrew Wallet leaving the conservatorship. When he resigned the conservatorship, in his resignation, there was some verbiage that left a lot of question marks about the fact that his failure to leave, to be released from the conservatorship immediately could result in danger for Britney.
Yeah, which was very
ominous.
Mysterious and ominous. And
yeah.
We were like, and we never really found out what that was all about. Well, I don't know what that is still about, but what we do know and what we learned yesterday is that perhaps this has something, Andrew has something to do with making Britney Spears perform again, something we know Britney Spears, by her own lawyers, does not want to do.
Right.
So, in documents that were filed Monday, Britney says through her attorneys that she's done performing, at least for now, and she needs to keep her expenses in check and make, quote, and this is all reporting from TMZ, so I tend to at least pay attention to what TMZ is saying about this.
Mm-hmm.
In documents filed Monday, Britney says she's done performing, at least for now, because she wants to keep her expenses in check and make, quote, difficult budgetary choices going forward. Britney says she believes her dad is ignoring her financial situation by attempting to bring Wallet back on board. What that indicates to me is that he is instrumental in making her perform again, a thing that she doesn't want to do. Why? Because that will make the conservatorship more money so that perhaps they don't have to make whatever these difficult budgetary choices going forward are, which, let's just be honest, I wonder if one of those difficult budgetary choices is to say goodbye to Jamie Spears as a six-figure salary grabber in his role as the head of the conservatorship.
Boy,
and all the other people on the Britney conservatorship payroll.
That is so interesting. You know, I don't know. I don't understand enough about what is going on truly behind what we know from the legal back and forth. But if Britney doesn't want to perform and the conservatorship says, no, you'll perform, like, how does she have any rights?
That's a good question.
I mean, because I really truly don't know. Does she have the autonomy to say, you know, I know that they can stop her from doing things, but can they make her do things?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, what? Because that is the thing we've been questioning all along, is if she's not healthy enough to make decisions about her, you know, whether or not she buys Starbucks or her day to day, moment to moment decisions, then why is she healthy enough to perform 7 times a week in Las Vegas?
Also, if you think about who sounds healthy in this equation, it sounds like Britney Spears, because in these documents, again, just to reiterate, the reason we're talking about Britney today is that in these documents that were filed with the court on Monday, Britney says she doesn't want to perform, she needs to keep her expenses in check, why, and that she needs to make difficult budgetary choices going forward. That sounds like a person who is being healthy and says, like, I don't want to perform, I'm going to need to keep my expenses in check, I don't want to have to employ a bunch of people, I would like to, you know, manage my future in a way that is manageable for me. That sounds like a person, at least through the tea leaves, who's trying to be healthy. Again, we don't know everything, but what I will say is that most recently, about 6 o'clock last night, TMZ got an update from Britney's father saying, well, they got the new documents that were filed last night.
Mm-hmm.
By Britney's dad, and they obtained them. Wonder how. Might also just be public record. I don't know. Jamie claims Britney's objections to the appointment of the conservator are full of factual misstatements. So he is full on fighting with her characterization. And that's not even getting to the fact that behind the scenes, according to Us Weekly, their family is literally at war, and that is specifically Jamie Spears and Lynn Spears, her parents.
Mm-hmm.
According to an exclusive over at Us Weekly, they are literally all out at war because of this conservatorship. And, you know, it's so obvious. Jamie is on one side, hi, I want to make money and keep everything going like the machine that this has been for the last 12 years. And her mother has quite the opposite view.
It's so, I have to just say that a video has popped up recently of a bit that Ellen DeGeneres did where she took Britney Spears out into the mall and was like, we're celebrities, we can do whatever we want.
And yeah,
people are talking about that video as it's characterizing Ellen as kind of a D-bag. I watched it, and what I gleaned from it was the marked change between 2000, I'm going to say it was probably 2017 that this video was taken. And now of how, like, of Britney's character, like how she shows on camera.
Yeah.
How she carries herself. Even the tone of her voice mm-hmm. has changed so much.
For sure.
And it's so hard for me to imagine a parent like Jamie Spears wanting to push her into a performing role again. She's changed so much, and I don't know what to owe that to. You know, some people will say mental illness. We do not have confirmation on a diagnosis.
Doesn't matter.
So I don't feel comfortable
saying
that.
Doesn't matter if she just chooses to not be that person anymore.
It's so true.
Who cares?
Right.
It's so her call.
If she's saying, I don't want to do that, I don't know how. I don't know. I am curious to see how this all plays out, but I can see why internally they would be at war if one person is wanting to push her to continue to make money for their own benefit. I can see how this would create a schism in their family.
Just to just sort of add, you know, a few bits of punctuation at the end of the story about Britney Spears and the conservatorship and their family being at war. Lynn, from her side of things, again, this is according to a source that's talking to Us Weekly, Lynn wants a care plan established. And this just sounds so realistic and healthy to me. Jane, or Lynn, that is her mom, wants a care plan established that would transition Britney's personal life out of the conservatorship. Jamie has told her that Britney needs long-term monitoring, and he doesn't think she's prepared to do that. With the conservatorship being extended until 2021, Jamie was relieved because all he wants to do, well, this sounds like Jamie, all he wants is to keep Britney safe and mm-hmm. at her best. No, mm-hmm. you want to keep her safe and at her best performing so that she will be doodling out money left yeah. and right to pay all of these people.
Like, namely you.
Like, if she wants to just live her life and be the woman formerly known as Britney Spears, let her do it.
Right.
Who cares?
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. We hope Bradley will still be with us.
Fingers crossed.
We are living for the moment on the Colleen and Bradley show. Elizabeth Reese with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's the Dirt Alert after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The wonderful Elizabeth Reese has joined us with all that dirt. It's a dirt alert.
Hello. Hi, friends.
Hello, darling.
It's nice to hear your voices today.
We're all intact for now.
I'm glad.
Fingers crossed.
You never know what's going to happen,
it's
right?
So true.
You're just waiting on a call, Bradley?
Yep. Or an email. It's a long story.
Oh, or a carrier pigeon. We're not quite sure how it's going to show up, but
that might be the most efficient.
We will see.
Happy birthday, Prince Harry. He's 36 years old. What a joy.
It was a good year.
I know. Yeah. So 36 and Kate Middleton and Prince William wished Prince Harry a happy birthday with a poignant photo. So he's more than 5,000 miles away from them. He's in Santa Barbara, California. And they wrote, wishing a very happy birthday to Prince Harry today. And they used a photo of a fun day in February of 2017 when the three of them promoted their Heads Together initiative with a race in London. Kind of interesting that Meghan Markle isn't uh-huh. included in that photo. I bet a lot of people are reading into that.
And
right?
that was a Minnesota interesting.
Yep. Yep.
Kinda shady.
Just like a different. Mm-hmm. If someone,
that's different.
Someone tastes something that you've made and they say, oh, that's different. That's not a compliment.
That's interesting.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Harry is expected to catch up with his family, including his father, Prince Charles, and William by phone or video chat on his birthday. But it is kind of crazy to think, Harry is now the same age as Princess Diana was when she died.
Oh, that is
Diana
wild.
Died at 36.
Oh, wow.
That is so young.
It is so young.
I mean.
And she didn't seem, I mean.
And Harry was 12. I mean, because she had kids that were 12 and 14.
Right.
She had kids so young.
I think we forget how young she was when she was married to Prince Charles.
She was 21.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they met when she was like 19.
And we're all older. So now, I mean, if you have that disease that I do where you think back about your parents at the age you are now and you're like, oh, they seemed so much older than I feel like I am.
It's horrifying. It really feels very strange when you realize that. And then if you're me and you're like, oh, I'm having a baby. And I mean,
yeah.
And I'm 39, Colleen. That's
listen,
really a lot.
It's going to be fantastic. You know what? You're going to be the most relaxed mother.
That's true. There are some benefits to, yes, I think, being a little bit older, but it still kind of shocks you a little bit when you do the math and you go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Look at how old I will be when I'm an empty nester compared to how old my parents
were. You know what I highly recommend, what? Elizabeth, is just ignoring math altogether. Don't tell my children. Thank you.
Ignore your age. Ignore the scale.
Yes.
Ignore all those things.
Numbers are like suggestions.
I agree. Chris Evans talking with Tamron Hall about
his wiener.
Yep. His nether region photo. That's what he released over the weekend, and he said it was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned. A lot of teachable moments.
I mean, the teachable moment is be careful what's in your camera roll.
Be careful what's in your camera roll. Mm-hmm. He said it's embarrassing, but you got to roll with the punches, and I have fantastic fans who came to my support.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were all very excited at...
as was he.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he...
according to the photo.
Took advantage of the mishap yesterday trying to boost voter turnout. So he said, now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd.
Did you finally get to see the photo, Colleen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I definitely did. In all its glory.
All of its glory. There you go. Yeah. I'm glad that he's just having some fun with it, because at some point you just have to laugh a little bit.
Oh, he was having fun with it.
And if you have it on your phone, you have to understand there's a risk that comes along with having naked photos of yourself on your phone
or
on someone else's phone.
Yeah.
And when you like send them to a boyfriend or a girlfriend,
just know that everybody is sending that photo around. Like, that photo will not go to one person. That's, if you send it to one person, assume that six people got that photo.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. There was a time, though, when you could just, like, you would hand someone your phone and they would look through photos. That doesn't happen anymore.
You got to be real careful before swiping left.
Oh, yeah. People are very protective, and I don't want to see
what most people have. I get anxiety around that.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally, totally with you. Cassie Randolph granted a restraining order against her ex, Colton Underwood. Colton Underwood, if these names are not ringing a bell to you immediately, he was the former Bachelor. She won his heart, and now she won a restraining order.
We will definitely be talking about that later.
Yikesies. She claims that Colton has been stalking and harassing her via unsettling text messages. She also alleges that he put a tracking device on her car.
This is so creepy.
They dated for less than 2 years, and at the time when they broke up, she posted on Instagram saying, with all that we've gone through, we have a special bond that will always be there. I love Colton very much and have an enormous amount of respect for him. But then... they broke up. He went on to be briefly linked to Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars. I think that was the publicationship. And then he and Cassie Randolph had unfollowed one another on Instagram a month later. And now there's a restraining order involved.
Oh, look at that.
It's never good when there's a restraining order at the end of the relationship.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That is
or
true.
Any part of the relationship.
Yeah. Any part of the relationship. If there has to be a restraining order, then you know that...
it's gone south.
Things have gone awry. But, you know, she wasn't ready for this relationship to begin with, ever. He was chasing her the entire time. It's not surprising that he put a tracking device on her car, because he was, like, tracking her down when they were on the show.
Ugh. I'm just so glad I'm not in my 20s in this time, because I just think about all of the dumb relationship drama that I was involved in my 20s. Oh, and when you add the ability for technology to track a human being.
I know. And when you just add that, like, everything, this is what I feel so sad about for people today is, you know, there was a time when you would, like, write notes and pass notes. And you would have dumb things that were written in notes. Mm-hmm. We all know this.
Dawn.
Thanks to Dawn. But now, I mean, everything you say in a text message, there's a record of and can be forwarded to somebody else so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the absolute
And it can change your life forever. We know this because we talk about these stories every day.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm going to be so on my children about how they use their phones. I do think there's more of a backlash. I was just over the weekend talking with some friends who were like, I just want a flip phone. My sister said, I just want a flip phone, but I need to have a map. I need to be able to have a map on it to get anywhere.
That makes sense.
Well, you know, the good news is most cars still have GPSs.
I know, but they don't work that well, do they?
Yeah, sometimes. But honestly, you can also just buy that separately.
Yeah, that's true.
They still have those.
Those Garmin things you put on your your dashboard.
Yes. Carol Baskin got the lowest scores on Dancing with the Stars.
Don't even get me started. We're going to talk about it later.
Thanks, friend.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for that dirt alert. Hey, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right. You win a prize.
My Talk 107.1.
Guys, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's up today, Holly?
It's Tara.
We've got Tara on the line. And what is Tara playing for?
Tara is playing for this.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt.
Yay.
Fabulous. Tara, you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I am.
Alrighty. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. The movie Space Jam stars which NBA superstar?
Kobe Bryant.
Nope.
Pat.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played what character on the sitcom Full House?
Repeat,
did you say?
The question.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played what character on Full House?
Oh, gosh, I can't think of her name. Pass.
The Jeffersons is a spinoff of what TV show? Tara,
I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge. But you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Okay, let's go back and answer those questions she did not get correct. So
all right,
let's answer the questions.
All of them. The movie Space Jam stars which NBA superstar?
Michael Jordan.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played what character on Full House?
Michelle Tanner.
The Jeffersons is a spinoff of...
All in the Family.
And then we didn't get to Let It Go is a song from...
Frozen.
Brad Pitt won his Oscar for a performance in...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. All right, now that we've answered all those questions, we can notify you that this is the last segment we will have Bradley for today.
Womp, womp.
Because he's got to go do a civic duty.
I'm going to go do a civic duty, kids. But... We can wait till the end of the segment.
Can we quickly just share the hilarious image that we all had before the show? We basically dared Bradley to sit in the room with all the jury members and just repeatedly hum the opening to Night Court.
Do your little mouth horn. So I'm just going to put that on my phone. I don't know if that might disqualify me from jury duty, but then I'll be back. Yay! So fingers crossed, kids.
Anyway, Bradley's going to go do his civic duty after this. But before we release him to be
released,
we would like to solve some blind items. So we do that in the form of mysteries that Holly's brought us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
The celebrity gossip mysteries never rest. Here is our first one.
I object.
Overruled.
Okay.
Not only did Dad have to kick in money for the new home on the coast, apparently Grandma also had to kick in some money. So much for being financially independent. Oh, and there were promises made that they would pay back Dad and Grandma.
Ooh.
So that's Harry.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I think we kind of knew that, though, didn't we?
I feel like there was a headline that sort of indicated that recently.
Not so much that Dad and Grandma helped put the down payment on the house.
Oh.
But there were headlines that Harry and Meghan were making moves to be financially independent and that they paid back the debt from Frogmore Cottage, all of those maintenance things happening.
Yeah, I guess I should have said we knew on the surface that they had become, quote, financially independent and that, you know, they did everything on their own. But I think behind the scenes, we've kind of always assumed, like, in fact, I feel like there was some conversation we had when they were even in Canada like hanging out before they had found a house that, you know, they were going to be getting a lump of cash. I mean, also, in a normal world, that's not beyond the realm of possibility, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I think it is interesting then that they made this extreme push to make it seem as though they were financially independent, right? Like they made such a like
it was headline. Very performative.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you wonder if that's really the case, which apparently, according to this blind item,
it's not.
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
Another blind item for Colleen and Bradley to solve. There are about 24 people now living at the compound of the former A-plus list rapper. They are not employees. Apparently, this is now some type of cult.
Oof, Kanye West. Ooh. I did read a headline today, too, about a new chapel that he's built on his property that is where those dome homes used to be. Oof, fill in the blanks.
So, there are about 24 people now living at the compound of Kanye West. These are not employees. Apparently, this is now some type of cult.
This just makes me think of Wild Wild Country. Like, there, do you remember that series from Netflix? Did you ever watch that?
I think I started it and then I never finished it.
Oh, you should go back and watch it. It's so bizarre, and I feel like this is very familiar
to what might be going on. Ugh. Wow, they're just really depressing. Go on.
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
I don't think we're necessarily going to turn this ship around from not being depressing, but here we go. There's a blind item. This A-list mostly movie actor is hiding all the money that that is paid to his LLC in his never-ending attempt to screw over his ex for exposing many of his misdeeds. Not the big one, though. Yet. I don't know what that means, but let's think about the A-list mostly movie actor.
Hiding all the money that is paid to his LLC.
In his never-ending attempt to screw over his ex.
Brad Pitt?
Johnny Depp?
This is another guy who made headlines yesterday. Asking the court to reduce his child support payments.
The guy from that military movie. What is his name? And I remember seeing that story. What is his name? Give me a hint.
His last name starts with the
Renner.
Letter.
Jeremy Renner.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So let me fill in the blank and then I'll give you the headline.
He's so shady.
Right. So Jeremy Renner is hiding all the money that is paid to his LLC in his never-ending attempt to screw over his ex for exposing many of his misdeeds. Now, anti-lawyer says the big misdeed has not even been named yet. No idea what that means. But headline, Jeremy Renner claims the pandemic has cost him millions. And that his $350,000 a month income has dropped to less than zero. And he wants to reduce his child support payments as a result.
Less than zero. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Interesting. Ooh. Do we have one more that we can send Bradley off with?
Yeah.
Make it a good one.
I'm not sure why this former tween teen singer turned A-minus list adult singer is trying to pass off her future husband's past tweets as fake. From day one of dating him, I told the world he was a stalker of her arch enemy to the point that there was a restraining order issued.
What?
I feel like we should know this, but I can't think about...
Is it Demi Lovato?
Oh.
And he's a stalker of her arch enemy to the point, who would be her arch enemy? Do we have to come up with that?
Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Let's fill in those blanks.
Okay, so Demi Lovato is trying to pass off her future husband, this guy named Max. His past tweets is fake. From day one of dating him, anti-lawyer told the world that Max was a stalker of Selena Gomez to the point that there was a restraining order issued. Headline, Demi Lovato responds to fakes Max Erich tweets.
Oh my gosh, this is really interesting. So there's like a collection of, like, for example, an Ariana Grande tweet where he replied my wife about Ariana Grande. There's another one about Selena Gomez. He says, marry me now. Mm-hmm. Another one about Miley Cyrus. Kind of always hoped Miley Cyrus would break my heart one day. Mm-hmm. This is fascinating.
So Demi Lovato is dismissing.
Bella Hadid. I mean, he has been getting around.
He's been busy, but Demi Lovato is trying to tell us that all of these...
It's all fake.
It's all just fake. Don't believe it.
Don't pay attention to that.
No.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Well,
that'll be fun to dig through.
These aren't... I just want to also add that some of these messages are from as early as 2010 and 2015. Mm-hmm. So... Just saying that these probably aren't fake.
Yeah, exactly. You know. How old? I mean, I don't know enough about him. Would he? I don't know. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter. I'm going to deal with that in a break. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley
show.
Deal
with something else in a break.
Well, you're going to leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be dealing with that. But when mm-hmm. we come back, keep us posted, Bradley. Feel free. I actually love your update texts. So if there's anything I can share with the audience
through
the day.
If I'm legally able to, I will share.
Let us know how the singing of the Night Court goes in. Rainer on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley. Nope. Holly Roberts and I are here with you. Check. We made it 45 minutes today. Yesterday, we only made it 15 minutes before he was summoned to jury duty today. He's doing his civic duty a little bit later, but he's on his way. And goodbye to Bradley. He'll be back someday.
Goodbye
to Bradley. In the meantime, in between time, last night was the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars. And yours truly did my civic duty, and I watched it. It was a duty. No, ooh. Honestly, it actually, I don't know. Okay, let's just start here. First of all, I think big question. How are they doing this, right?
Because dancing involves lots of touching.
Right. So they, you know, I do know that they're doing a lot of testing. They're doing a lot of social distancing. At the end of the day, the dancers and their partners are the only ones who are in close contact, and probably the camera people who are following them. But even they, I think, can keep a distance, right?
Right.
So the couples are in close quarters as they're dancing. But when it comes to the live show, they have this sort of arena style space with a balcony that goes on either side of the dance floor. And they have the couples spaced out up there. So they're not all bunched together like they usually are in a green room situation.
So the set looks a little different than Dancing with the Stars of yore. Because I haven't checked in with the show in a really long time. Yep.
So there's no live studio audience. There is fake live studio audience noise, which stick a pin in that. I'll get to that in a minute. The judges are spaced 6 feet apart, which is weird, right, to see. But you know what? Safe. Tyra Banks, as host, is always placed a maximum or a minimum of 6 feet away from anybody she's interviewing. Okay, so like you see the social distancing taking place. When the dancers are dancing, they're close together. They're close together in the packages that they show of them rehearsing. And so, yes, so in that regard, it's all clearly they are putting the effort toward the distancing. Would you like to know how Tyra Banks is as a host?
Did she do a lot of smizing? Did she do a lot of gestures with her hands?
No. Good and well.
Sorry, that was my really horrible Tyra Banks impression.
But you know, good and well, she did. This is the thing that made me miss Tom Bergeron, you guys.
Oh, Tom.
Tom Bergeron made it about the dancers. Made it, like, he was gracious in that. And same with Erin Andrews, for that matter. They made it about the dancers. They knew that their job as host was to move the show along, but to always have the focus on the dancers and on the judges. Tyra Banks, I don't know about her capabilities in that department.
So what you're saying is that Tyra Banks is an attention hog and she wants all the attention put on her when she's on stage.
A little bit. But, you know, but not overtly. So like if you're not looking for it, you'll miss it. It's more along the lines of she didn't really know how to interact with the dancers. In fact, actually, my favorite part was at one point she tried to ask a question of Carol Baskin. And I think because of all the loud fake audience, remember I said stick a pin in the fake audience noise?
Yeah.
Because of all the loud fake audience noise, Carol Baskin clearly did not hear it and did not respond. And it was like Tyra was irritated. It was very uncomfortable. Speaking of uncomfortable, oh my word, if you have not watched Carol Baskin's dance yet, please do it.
No, don't make them do it, Colleen.
It is. I give her credit because she went all in on this.
Ugh.
But oh my word, it is so awkward to watch.
Because she's not dancing.
It's so awkward.
Carol Baskin is walking. So Carol Baskin, the woman from the Tiger King documentary. Mm-hmm. So setting the stage there. The one who she and her now husband, I want to say they got married on the beach wearing tiger pattern loincloths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's all about the cats. She's a certified crazy cat lady.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. I watched this, Colleen, because I was like, okay, we gotta dip in, but the secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
I was starting to sweat a little bit. Oh,
my entire family watched it and we were howling. We were laughing.
Wrong animal.
So hard though. We were laughing so hard. And you know, listen, I give her credit because she was all in. And so the humor of it, honestly, was everything from like the design of her costuming and the cat theme of they dance to Eye of the Tiger. And it just, but she was all in on it. And like, you got to give her credit for that because she didn't hold back. I will say, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday we learned that the family of her former husband, Carol Baskin's former husband, who, according to members of the Tiger King cast, she killed and fed to animals.
You know.
No big deal.
No big deal.
The family of that husband and their lawyer did take out an ad, Justice for Don Lewis, with a phone number for tips, that would air just during Dancing with the Stars. And they did notify Carol Baskin that would be airing so that she knew before she danced.
Oh, like she cares.
I mean,
like Carol Baskin cares.
I don't think she does, honestly. No. Like, she has been dealing with this since the show came out. And everybody knows the story. Like, everybody knows. In fact, my kids even know the story.
Did they even watch Tiger King?
No. Good. No. Uh-uh.
Oh,
but, like,
them.
They know. They know all the memes. Like, they know, hey, all you cool cats and kittens. They know the whole thing.
Oh.
And so they ask about it all the time. And I'm, like, trying to explain to them this is a rumor and, you know, I don't know. Anyway, this is going to be my quarantine fall TV.
Oh, so you're going to take one for the team and you're going to keep watching Dancing with the Stars.
There's enough there to continue to watch it. It is good, clean family fun. So it's a great show to watch with the family. It takes up some time and it's new for my eyeballs. So
wow.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it.
The bar is low, everybody.
Yeah, it really is. Welcome to 2020, you guys.
Hi.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is your biggest road pet peeve? What drives you crazy when other drivers do it? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 1071.